as we see every time this year when the political campaign rolls around, the Labor throwing barbs at LNP, LNP are throwing barbs at Labor.
And they throw money at everyone going, hey, we've got an answer to this. Here's $500 million. We got an answer for that. Here's $300 million. And yesterday they threw up a strange one when they were up in Townsville.
Yeah. Deb Frecklington has been very vocal about her love for North Queensland, and she's got some big plans for them.
Crime is out of control. Business as usual just doesn't cut it.
See? Fear. Fear gets your votes. And if people in towns were obviously going, we're sick of these kids running around our streets at night time, we're scared, we're fearful. Same thing happens here in Brisbane. They've gone crazy. Even over the last week, there's been so many break-ins, and she's finally reckon she's got an idea to do something about it.
We see the images across our news, you know, cars being stolen, police chases, businesses being damaged, rocks being thrown through glass windows of businesses. And the people of North Queensland, they're living in fear, and they've had enough.
And the kids, and that's the point I saw Frecklington making yesterday. It was a good one. I went, oh, yeah, I'm trying not to be supportive of any parties. But I went, oh, yeah, that is a great idea because the cops pick them up and they know if they're below 17 or below, they can laugh in the cops' faces because they can't do anything about it. Well, finally, she's going, we're going to start to make the parents accountable for the children's behaviour by fining them.
Parents will be fined $250 for each child and each time they're detained.
So the new plan is that anyone under the age of 14 cannot be out on the street after 8 p.m. without a reasonable excuse. Anyone between the ages of 15 and 18 cannot be out on the street without a reasonable excuse after 10 p.m. And if the police pick you up, you're on your way home, you're doing the right thing, they're saying, that's okay.
We're making a
reasonable decision. You're fine. Keep going. But if you are being a nuisance, you're doing the wrong thing, you have no purpose to be out and about, then they can either take you to
a refuge.
What they're saying is a community refuge and hold them there until a parent or a social worker could come and collect them. Or otherwise, parents are going to start finding themselves, you know, in debt with fines for letting their kids roam free.
You know what I reckon, Margo? Don't just make it North Queensland. Do the whole bloody Queensland, the whole joint. Why are there kids that age? You're not doing a job as a parent. You should actually have a licence,
but
I
think a curfew is, it's not going to help that many people. Like, kids are just going to be out regardless if they're from a troubled home, if there's something happening at the house where they don't feel safe. It happens. I grew up in a rough area down in Melbourne. There'd be kids out and about all the time. Sometimes it's not because they're going to cause trouble. They're just out of the house because it's not safe to be in the house.
Well, let's start finding their parents, and if they don't pay the fines, put them in jail.
But I think if you're at the point where your kid's just roaming the streets, a fine's not going to change anything because you're already...
So you don't think a curfew is going to help?
No.
No.
No, I think it affects more people negatively than it would positively.
I think
kids are going to commit crimes regardless if they're teenagers.
Okay. What?
The Big Breakfast's can of worms.
Now let's check out what everyone else thinks.
We need to open up one of these. Curfews should be in place for children under a certain age. Let's not just roll this out up in North Queensland. Let's roll this out
everywhere.
Everywhere, because something needs to stop. People are living in fear. I mean, we have it here in Brisbane. North Side Gang, South Side Gang. We need to make, because parents don't care. They probably don't even know where their kids are. We need to make, it's not just about, you know, disciplining the children and taking action against them. Parents need to be responsible and accountable.
No, listen, that's everybody. Have a go. If you're a cop, you might know a little bit more about this, because kids know when they get to 18, they're going to go to jail. But before that, they laugh
What's
in the cop's face.
What's happening out at the youth detention centre?
We've opened one of these.
The Big Breakfast's can of worms.
It's about kid crime, especially up north, where we're saying do it everywhere in Queensland. The LNP have introduced the idea that maybe we should have curfews for kids under 14 and a different curfew at 10 o'clock from kids 15 to 17.
Yeah, will it work? Won't it work? Will it help fining parents, making them accountable and responsible for their children's whereabouts? Chris from Wynnum, good morning.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good. 133353. Curfews should be in place for children under a certain age. Where do you sit?
Look, when I first heard Marto describe the plan, it sounded good, but then I thought about it, and I got a very good friend of mine that had a kid who's recently turned 18, as it turns out.
Yeah.
And he was just uncontrollable. So she's a good parent. She's a tough love type of parent. She's got three other kids that are turning out great, but this kid was just, she had no control over him at all. He was well known to the police in the area, if you get my gist.
Yeah.
But fining her $250 a throw every time they picked the kid up to no good, she was at her wit's end trying to sort of keep him under control, but she had her other kids to care about, so she sort of just had to let him run riot. And she tried her best, but sort of, you know, throwing her a fine all the time was just not going to help.
What about fining the father?
Well, no, she was a stepdad. And also a good friend of mine. He was more than willing to try and sort the situation out.
Yeah.
But she wouldn't let him because the kid's her son, you know.
Chris, do you think parents in the position like your friend don't have enough support?
I think the legal system as it currently stands, and this is what everyone says, the way it's set up to deal with juveniles, I don't know what the fix is, but something needs to be fixed. Well, the curfew's not it, I think, because that would punish a parent when she had no control.
Okay.
And well, I'll be honest, she didn't have a load of spare cash, so it was
going to
make the situation worse.
Well, therefore, yeah. Send them out bush to these people though, who do want to accept them. They can't live in a society. If you don't want to live in a society, you've made your decision by continually disobeying the law. Go out west where there's no one else and see how you go.
Because a lot of the time these kids come from families where they don't know any different or they don't know any better. It's a learned behaviour. It's a cycle of drug and alcohol and physical abuse.
Cut the cycle. Get rid of them.
But the thing is if we institutionalise them, and this is what they're saying about the correctional facilities, it just encourages them to keep coming back. And then they move from junior correctional facilities into jails and just breeding criminals.
I keep on talking about get them out of the city. Have you seen those stories about those guy that works with all the Kelpie dogs? You send them out there for 6 months, 8 months.
Boot camps.
Steve from Wellington Point, curfews, are they good or bad?
No, I think that's absolutely ridiculous, mate. All we're going to do is, there is good parents out there with delinquent kids that can't be controlled. When we start finding parents, those kids are going to become homeless because they'll get to the point where we can't pay this anymore, we can't do it, so they're gone.
So if we don't put in place curfews and we don't make the parents accountable because the fines are unnecessary, what do we do, Steve?
Well, the problem is, why are we blaming the parents? Sometimes the parents, like, I know of one family that they have a grandmother who looks after the children because the parents are the mother and father have disappeared.
Yep.
She does her absolute best, but the son is a lunatic. Why should she be fined? She's on the pension because she can't control him. She at least gives him a good home to come to sleep, and she does her absolute best.
Okay.
This kid will be on the streets if she has to pay fine.
What do you reckon we do with these shit kids then, Steve?
Well, I don't know that. I've got no idea. I don't have shit kids. So,
you won't get a fine.
I don't know.
But do we
want our system full of kids that are just on the streets? That's just going to be worse if they're just out there homeless.
As Steve said, the mum and dad have disappeared, so the kid has to be with grandma. He's already from clearly a home situation that's not perfect, and now he starts getting in more and more trouble. Then he has kids young. Repeat, poverty, jail, again, again, and again.
Yeah, how do we stop it, though? What's the solution, if not this, what?
It's not the curfew. The curfew is not going to do anything.
Tell
that
us
kid's
what
a shitty kid.
Well, give us an idea then.
As you said, Marto, that great idea, sending the kids out west to those things where they learn how to work, learn how to cooperate properly, you know?
Ship them out there on buses. Sharon from Maroomba Downs.
If they try to run away, they've got about 40 Ks to get. If they can manage that, they can come back to society.
Get in the Olympics.
Yes. Sharon.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Sharon.
So my thoughts are a curfew is a negative punishment that isn't necessarily going to address the issue. It's only going to create more of a problem. Why not? Let's try and find a positive way of dealing with the issue. You know, what is the issue? Is it domestic violence? Like Marto said, domestic violence. Is it drugs in the family? Is it that there's not the support? You can punish people
Well, they say that, you know, as a parent, I've learned that positive reinforcement is a really good way at addressing, you know, negative behaviour. Maybe we need to put our arms around these kids and give them a really big cuddle.
That's because you're there for your kids. A lot of people aren't, which is why they're out in the street.
No, but that's what I'm saying. As a government, maybe instead of punishing them and ostracising them, maybe we need to cuddle them. Maybe we need to give
them
programs. Maybe we need to give them rehabilitation. Maybe we need to offer them more government-funded options instead of just throwing them into correctional facilities.
Well, we might have gone a bit hard too early. 60% of our callers are against the curfew.
We've had so many calls, we just don't have time to get to all of them. So we appreciate your opinions. Yeah, 60% against it.